Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, Aston Villa fans, and
handy if I brought my microphone close to my mouth, wouldn't it?
Hello, Aston Villa fans, and Bannock deal off here, Patrick Griff, August Falter of Quig, I'm sure. And that's a small little bit of Irish. That's about as far as I can go today for the day that's in it. St. Patrick's Day, the day they named after Paddy Kelly, the day the patron saint of abusing the ref, I think St. Patrick was. And speaking of St. Patrick, we have a man that's doesn't look very saintly after the night he put down in London last night. There in the background, I'm going to wait for him to get stationary himself. Paddy is after joining us there, but thank you so much to everybody for waiting for the team sheet tantrum. It's a bit of a later one today because of maybe a minute late, but this was always going to be a later one today because of in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day, we have St. Patrick's Day parades. I don't think that'll be news to anybody here that isn't Irish. And we had to go to a St. Patrick's Day parade, and we're actually going to another one later on today. So things you do when you've got little chislers around the place. But Paddy is here, the patron saint himself, and he's just at a tube station that looks like an overgrown, probably, Leytonstone, on his way in towards the ground. But Paddy, what's the feeling like in and around London today? And I'll bring up the team while you're chatting to us.
Well, I suppose the big shock is that we've got Duran and Watkins, which is great. We have Watkins, which is amazing, that we were worried about. Everybody seems very calm and very a little bit quieter after our good friends in Fulham doing us a great solid last night. So everybody seems very positive about today, which could go either way. But look, you see that big man in the middle of that picture? This could be his day. This could be the day that he pushes on and becomes a hero. And I have full belief that he could do that today. And two up top could bamboozle him. We'll see how that goes. And all good.
Yeah, so just in case anybody's been living under a rock, as I said, this is a later team sheet tantrum today, but we have Martinez in goals, Konsa, Longley, Pau Torres and Alex Moreno, Bailey, Tielemans, Douglas Luiz and Morgan Rogers with Duran and Watkins up top. It's a very attacking side. I wonder if it's going to be more of a 4-2-3-1 kind of setup that we have today. I wonder, is it going to be more of a case whereby Rogers comes into that 10 role, more or less play two 10s, going back to the PTSD of Steven Gerrard's time with the club? Do we play that kind of like box midfield, maybe the Unai had when he first came in here? Except it would probably be Rogers and... Well, actually, it's difficult to see who would be that box midfield there. You know, playing that type of it's supposed to be Rogers and Bailey in the 2-10 positions, I suppose, and then Tielemans and Dougie Luiz back further. So it's going to be interesting to see how this does pan out.
it very much looks here, looks like to me, Paddy, that we're going to go absolutely helter skelter in the first 20 minutes, half an hour in this game, try and get a lead. Obviously, West Ham playing in Europe this week. We played in Europe this week. I think Unai wants to get early goals in this one, and we could maybe see that type of Unai special, early goals, and then maybe squeaky bum time then towards the end of the 90 minutes as we sit back. But what's your feeling on the way that we're going to set up? Oh, last Paddy there. I knew he was looking way too intent in listening to me there. So he must have frozen. But yeah, so we go to the bench here. So on the bench, we have Olsen, Cash, Diego Carlos, Dina, Chambers, Diaby, Zaniolo, Ken Kessler-Hayden, and young Tim Iragbunam as well there. So yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how this does set up. What do you guys think with regards to how this is going to set up? Pop it in the comments there. As I said, I think it probably looks like Duran playing up top with Watkins, should I say, and then Rodgers and Bailey playing behind the two of them, with him and Douglas Luiz, or Rodgers essentially just playing the Jacob Ramsey role. He can do that. One of the biggest things that he did have was his ability to track back and his ability to play both phases of play for an attacker, for a supposed attacker, I suppose, from that point of view. So be interesting to see, does he just slide directly into the Jacob Ramsey role there on the left-hand side with Bailey playing in his normal right-hand side, and then can Tielemans, does Tielemans have the engine to mimic a John McGinn in there in the middle? So that one's going to be really, really interesting. Feed is terrible, boys. I don't think there's anything I can do about that, guys, unfortunately. If the feed is... nothing I can do about that, guys. I hope I'm back there. Am I back? I hope I am. Paul Miller's on to fix the Wi-Fi, he says. I'll stop sharing. Maybe that could be the issue. Maybe I'll stop sharing the screen there. Yeah. It's okay now. Good. It's okay now. Perfect, because we got Paddy back. But what I was saying there in my masterclass was that Morgan Rodgers has played that left wide midfielder before. When we looked at his stats in the scouting series piece, it was a case whereby I felt that he could possibly slip into that Jacob Ramsey role on the left hand side if we were to play a flat midfield four, and we'll see if that is the case today. And Matt Allen, oh my, wow, Matt has just gifted 50 subs to the podcast. Wow, Matt, thank you so much. That's incredible, genuinely breathtaking. I'm lost for words. And that isn't an internet issue that I just had there, the reason I was lost for words, but thank you so much. And thank you for wishing a happy St. Patrick's Day as well. Wow. Paddy's back. We're going to try and bring him in there. Paddy, I don't know how much you heard or how much you didn't hear, but what do you think the setup is going to be from that team today?
Didn't hear a thing, and I've probably forgotten the team, but Morgan Rodgers is in there. John Duran makes his first Premier League start. How is that his first Premier League start? It's nuts. But anyway, full of hope. Full of, as our friend Noel Collington would say, full of hopium today. That could change, but look, it's incredible to be here and meet such fucking amazing people. Really amazing people I met this morning. We went to Witherspoon's up the road here and just had so much crack with Villa fans. So heading towards the stadium now, all is good. I might lose you. And plus, I've got to get on the train in 3 minutes, I think it is. So I'm sorry if I lose you. But any questions for me?
No, just to see how it was lining up. Pardon me? You're wearing for Paddy's Day? Yeah, the Irish Lions piece. Exactly. Yeah. Do you have your Irish Lions jersey on?
How does it look?
Looks fantastic. Looks brilliant.
No. It's a Macron jersey from 2013, 14, whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. No, sorry. I thought that you, your jersey, you, I was asking you to have your Irish Lions jersey on underneath. Right, I'm going to let you go, Paddy, because you're going to hop on the train.
Hello.
Del boy, good to see you, man.
Good luck.
We'll see you. Good luck. So it's great to see Paddy there hopping on an overground with other Villa fans there after the ground, and hopefully they can be the Irish good luck charms that that bring the win for Aston Villa today as well. Guys, just in case my internet does go, we've got 750 people in here watching this. Thank you so much again to everybody for that. I really, really appreciate it. You know, it's... following Aston Villa takes up enough time in itself, but then when you log in and you watch podcasts and you watch episodes all the time, I really do appreciate your time. Whether it's a 15-minute show we do, and sometimes we've done 90-minute shows, you know, we always get fantastic numbers, and it's because of you guys that we keep coming back to do it. So I really appreciate all of you taking the time and you know, always coming back to watch us. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. It always does kind of leave me speechless to see the numbers sometimes that are watching live and concurrently here. So I do appreciate that as well. Where else are we here? Elliot. Oh, sorry, Elliot. I forgot to ask him how many Guinness. Paddy isn't a big Guinness drinker. In fact, he doesn't really drink Guinness at all. Paddy's more of a light, refreshing lager drinker. So, and I'd say he's a few of those because he had a liquid breakfast this morning at 9 o'clock. I've been reliably informed. So there is that today. Balga saying great jersey for Paddy there as well. Where else are we? Happy St. Patrick's Day from Brazil. Hopefully we have... we get the luck of the Irish and we get the skill of the Brazilians today. That would not be a great combination for the day that's in it. Good to see you guys down there. Richard Edwards says that he's we're going for it, and he's happy that Emery is thinking all out attack. And you know, I think so too. Sometimes the best form of defense is attack, and when you've got no defensive midfielder to be able to start in a game like this, or no senior defensive midfielder, I know Tim is one there, maybe your best thing to do is to try and own possession and pin them back at all opportunities. But I will say one thing, with the attacking nature of this team, it does remind me of the attacking nature that we had in that Dean Smith game with Ashley Young in central midfield. And I must say that does give me slight pangs of anxiety thinking back to that game for lots and lots of different reasons. But I think today is going to be an awful lot different as well. Where else are we here? Do you guys want to start popping in your results or your predictions there in a moment? And we'll get to them. RA Ventures says, worried with their strong mid that we're going to get ripped, but we look to bypass mid with the two up top. I don't think we're going to bypass midfield, but what I think is, you know, obviously having the two guys up top, David Moyes' system is built on big, strong, hulking centre-halves. And let's actually take a little look, or let me call out what the West Ham team is there as well, because I've forgotten it. I looked at it earlier on. And they usually do go, I presume Mavropanos is going to be in there, maybe Zuma is going to be in there as well. And what we want to do is occupy those two guys, because they get a lot of joy out of their fullbacks going forward with the likes of, I presume it's going to be Koufal and Emerson in there. And actually, I've got the team here, so I might just try and share it. If this does kill my internet, tell me and I will stop the, as I say, I'm getting my internet issue sorted. I'm getting... new cables pulled out to the office, so we should be able to sort that. But let us know how this is going. So Areola and goals, Emerson, Mavropanos, Zuma, Koufal, Alvarez and Suchek with Bone, Kudos, Paqueta and Antonio. So they've gone with their strongest deck that they haven't shuffled an awful lot there, which is, you know, what I would have expected them to do. Probably the biggest name missing there is Ward-Prowse is on the bench. Phillips is on the bench. Danny Ings is on the bench there also as well. I would imagine they will all come on at some stage later on today. And so that's a very strong team. Maybe what you said there, Virtue, about bypassing midfield is maybe something Aston Villa will do. But I think it's more so John Duran will be in there, is maybe to come deep and occupy a Suchek as opposed to maybe occupying a centre half more. I see that team there now. You know, we will have somebody like Rodgers or Bailey that we'll be looking to get on those flicks. Maybe we don't go as deep to Watkins as much. Maybe we go towards Suchek. And what Emery likes to do sometimes is hammer the hammer. I've said this in the podcast a couple of times before. He does like to hammer the hammer. And what I mean by that is he likes to go directly after what a team's strongest point can be. We did it last year to Newcastle when we hammered Kieran Trippier. We went at him, you know, from the very first minute, and we got great joy out of him, and we won that game 3-0. And it was at a similar time of the season that we played Newcastle, that we're playing this West Ham team today. And there's a lot on the line for Aston Villa today. So I'm hoping that we go on hammer to hammer today as well. And, you know, maybe that's why Duran is in there, is to rough up Alvarez and Souček, maybe pull them out of position physically or figuratively. I don't know. And maybe it's the balls will be shortened slightly. That's flicked on from Duran to try and get Mavropanos and Zuma turning. I love the look of Mavropanos. I think he's a really, really nice defender, but Ollie Watkins has this great knack of getting joy out of good all-round defenders, you know, regardless of who they are. The only person that I've seen really kind of, and in fairness, Watkins did get some sort of joy before he went off, was Van de Ven in the last game. But, you know, Watkins is well able to occupy two centre halves if needed. And maybe that's what they do. They drop Duran a small bit deeper as well. But it's going to be really interesting to see. So I'm going to go for 2-1 Aston Villa win today. I don't think we can keep clean sheets to save our life, but I do think we can score goals. And when we've gone as attacking as we have there, I think that we will score goals. It's just who scores the most, I think, really, is going to be going to come out the winner. And guess what? There you go. There's a philosophical top point, isn't it? Whoever scores the most goals will win this game. That's what you come here for. You come for that absolutely unbelievable type of analysis here, don't you? AVFC Stato, if you guys watch AVFC Stato's stream, we will be linking directly into this afterwards. Stay where you are. You don't got to do anything the second the stream ends and the credits and the ending music finishes. You will be automatically thrown into Dale's link. But he's going for 4-1 for Villa today. Dave Bond is going for 3-1. Credo is going for 4-2 to Aston Villa. Where else are we? I was actually scrolling in the wrong direction to try and find scores. Spencer Bakewell is going 3-2 Villa. Darren C is going 4-2 Villa. Bog is going 3-1 Villa. Shane O'R is going for 1-1. Micah Richards is going for 3-1. Colin Smith is going for 2-1. Dreamy Villain is going for 3-1. Bog is now going for 5 points above Spurs. I thought you were going changing it to 5-1 to Villa. Aaron Cunningham is going for 2-1 Villa. Jimmy LeSaint is 2-1 Villa. 2-2, says Rachel, which I wouldn't mind that result either. Audrey Lynch is going for 3-1. Dave Dwyer is going for 1-1. Paul Cox going 1-0 Villa. Matt Parker is going 2-1 Villa. Paul Miller saying 2-1 Villa. Thinking there's going to be a red card in this one today. Jordy Villain says we're due a weird one. It could be 6-4 to Villa. K10 Dreamy is going 2-0 Villa. Mike Warmbold is going 2-1. Mike O'Brien is going for 3-1. 4-1 says Joshua Fowler. Brazilian Villa is going with 3-2. 3-2 says Spicy Pricey. And Spicy, I need to email you with something in a moment as well. I'm glad I saw you there because I was only thinking about you this morning. Gambretto is going with 3-1. Junior is going with 3-1. Ulster Villain is going with 4-2. Bear in the Garden is going 5-2 to Villa. Dennis White is going 1-0 Watkins. Matthew Lang is going 2-1. Joshua Fowler, we said that previously, 4-1. In Your Head Change Man is 3-3. Daryl Ryan is going for 2-1. Whisper of Heart is going with 2-1. Vircher is saying 2-1 to Villa. His heart says 2-1 to Villa, but his head says 2-1 to West Ham. The Converted Wife of 2Cash666 is saying 2-1, and he's saying the same. Duran is going to score both in a 2-0 win. The Welland Valley is going with 2-2. Osdurm is going with 2-1. Cat Cannon's going with 2-2. Sewer Sounds is going 2-0 Villa. Where else are we? Any more in there? Mr. Sensible is going 3-1 Villa. Paul S is going 4-2 Villa. Paddy Collins is going 3-1 to Villa. 4-1 says Michael Kane. Stetson is going with 3-2 Villa. Dubliners is going 3-2 Villa as well. Josh Dunn said he thought 2-1 before he saw the West Ham lineup. Now he thinks it's going to be 2-2. Ujit Singh is going with 4-1. 5-4 to Villa, it says Muddy. Junior is going with 3-1. 7-1 in memory or whatever it is of the 17th of March. 7-1 to Villa, says Melty Shirts. Alan is going with 2-1. Craig Bradshaw's going for us to nick at 1-0. That would be lovely if we could. And O'Grady's going with 3-1. Supervillain's going with 1-1. Richard Edwards is going with 2-1. Daniel Harley is going with 2-2. Gene Taylor's saying 3-1 to Villa. 3-1 says the Irish Villain. 5-0 Villa. says HSS. English with Richard Park says 5-3 to Villa. Kadu Williams says 2-1 Villa. 3-1 says Elliot. 3-1 says Mr. Sensible. Margaret Farquhar says 2-1 Villa. David Miller says 3-2. And Bloom says 2-1. Fuzz the Duck says 4-3. What a great name. View Sonic is going with 2-0. David Stiles is going with 3-1. Robert is going with 2-0 Villa. Elliot Stevens going with 1-1. Tash, Master Flash, another fantastic name, is going for 2-0 Villa. I do sound like I'm commenting on the horse racing, or else I'm one of those guys on Storage Wars who's doing the bidding on Storage Wars. Ronan Ward is going for 3-1. Sam is going for 2-2. Music Junkie is going 1-0 Villa. Lee Johnson's going 2-1. 14-12 says Matthew Dawson. Noah Coddington's going with 1-1 in the belly full of porter. Why not? Andrew Hilly is going Villa win 3-1, and that's going to do it. Oh, Bob Tomlinson in at the end with 2-1 Villa. Carson, excellent. Carson says 1-1. Flange is going with 2-1. Brilliant. And we're going to finish it in 2-1 because she says 2-1 Villa. Okay, so we can't have any more draws coming in there, just in case we jinx it. Guys, there's nearly 900 people watching this. This is absolutely bonkers. Thank you so much once again. For those of you who've just joined, I do like to go out of my way to say thank you for spending time with us, because time is the only thing you can't get back. You may be rich, you may be poor, you may be healthy, you may be unhealthy, but time is the one thing you can't get back. And when you choose to spend your time watching an Egypt like me in my potato, with my potato-powered internet in my my office that is turned upside down, I do thank you so much for that. As I can see my internet is screaming at me here to get rid of the live stream. But thank you so much, everybody, for watching. I'm going to leave it at that because my internet does look like it's beginning to drop here slightly. Here's hoping to an Aston Villa win. We won't be back directly after the game with a post-match podcast. Just want to say that, guys. We won't be back directly afterwards with a post-match podcast. It'll be slightly later. I will pop up a time later on. So we normally go right on the final whistle. It's probably going to be something in and around 4:30, maybe closer to 5:00 when we do get on. As I say, there's St. Patrick's Day stuff to be done here, and daddy daycare is needed. So I do apologize for that, but we will be back with a post-match pod regardless, and hopefully we'll have Paddy on, and hopefully we'll be talking about a fantastic Villa win that catapults us up to 5 points above Spurs again and into a really, really good position. But we will see you again afterwards. In the meantime, everybody, stay safe, stay healthy, and law fail a Padraig 100 if you do celebrate. But thanks so much, everybody, for your time. All that's left to say is up the Villa. Podcast Network.